Now, you mentioned that one of the arms in the Alto trial were actually combining the two, trastuzumab and lapatinib. And actually, you see combination biologic therapy now starting to get studied in a bunch of tumors, lung cancer, colon cancer, et cetera. What do you think in terms of, sort of theoretically, when you look at these kinds of strategies, anything that strikes you in terms of maybe what the optimal approach might be?
No, I don't think you can begin to talk about optimal approaches yet. I think we're just at the start of big new expansion in research in this area. Lenvatinib and Herceptin do seem to be synergistic in experimental systems. Perhaps a more interesting combination is Herceptin and bevacizumab, Avastin, a VEGF inhibitor, because there you're operating on two completely different pathways, which nevertheless are frequently co-expressed together. And again, there's experimental data to suggest synergy. And there's a phase 1-2 trial running. Mark Pegram is running that, which is showing high efficacy as first-line therapy in metastatic disease with the combination of Herceptin and bevacizumab. And this is really interesting because, no chemotherapy. When did we ever treat aggressive metastatic breast cancer without chemotherapy? So as new targets emerge, there's going to be an enormous number of possible ways of putting it together. I think it's going to be difficult to know, with all the theoretical options, how best to select these drugs. And I guess it will be a mixture of partly rationale and partly pragmatism.
And also, I mean, practically speaking, too, because the relapse rate is being dropped so much by trastuzumab, you've got to go to these giant studies to get the power.